This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you have an AR-15, you probably have some of the DNA of Aero Precision already with your weapon. But if you want to make it better, then go to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now, the last time I saw him, we were having breakfast. Although I'll ask him this anyway. But from the Firearm Coalition is Jeff Knox. Did I get it right this time, Jeff?
You got it right, Bill.
Okay. I got it wrong last time. I've got the SHOT Show crud.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. Now,
It's funny that an Aero Precision ad preceded this. That was one of my objectives at SHOT, was to talk to the Aero Precision guys. They sent me a 6.5 Creedmoor a while back that I did some testing on and ran into all kinds of problems that weren't really their fault. It was just one thing after another, and I never did finish the article on that rifle. But gosh, it sure is fun to reach out and touch stuff at 1,200 yards away.
Do you still have it?
Precision. No, I had to send it back.
Okay. Well, maybe I can put you two together, and maybe you could redo that.
Well, I think I'm going to write something on it and then go. But of course, Aero, they focus more on parts than complete rifles.
That's right.
And I just as soon build it up myself as have somebody else build it for me. That's a whole lot more fun as far as I'm concerned.
Not too long ago, getting to the reason I reached out to Jeff, not too long ago, Jeff and I sort of think about things the same way as far as NRA is concerned. Recently, NRA, there's two schools of thought within the NRA. There's the part where Jeff and I are, where we're like, we need you to adapt. Please adapt. Get lighter weight. Get light on your feet. Juke and jive. Jab and dance. That's what we need. But there's also a group of people within the NRA and outside the NRA that looks in that think the status quo is good to go. And Jeff had written an article. Just a little quick setup. Jeff had written an article on Ammoland where he was pointing out true issues with the NRA. And then somebody else wrote an article basically accusing you of whining.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow or other you found the way. You're a much bigger man than me. You found the way at the Ammoland Writers Breakfast. Was that where it was? So the Ammoland Writers Breakfast, you sat down with the author of that article, which his name is Dan McDougall. Tell me, you've read the opening of that, right? He kind of feels like you're conflicted.
Right. And I am conflicted to a degree. I'm conflicted in that I am a faithful supporter of the National Rifle Association and its stated goals. Where my conflict comes in is that the leadership of the NRA isn't pursuing those stated goals, at least not the way I think that they should. And they're getting paid a heck of a lot of money to not do it. And that frustrates me even more. But no, I was happy to sit down with Dan and talk, and we had a good conversation. yeah, I've got some sour grapes and axes to grind and all of those other cliches. My family has not been treated well by some of the folks at NRA over the years. And I'm not happy about that. I make no bones about it. They should be honoring my father, and they don't. And I think that that's wrong. But that's not the reason that I'm pointing out that they're $30 million in the red, and they're paying too much for bad leadership, and they're running programs that are running us in the ground. And more important than any of that, they're not standing by the principles of the Second Amendment, and that's critical. You absolutely have to take a principled stand, and if you, those principles must be inviolate. You cannot vary from those principles. And an example of that is the leadership of NRA absolutely cannot ever say, we believe that this firearm type device or accessory should be more strictly regulated. You can't say that under the principles of the NRA, and right. The leadership of NRA, Wayne LaPierre and Chris Cox, came out and said that. I'm the NRA. I do not believe that those devices must be more heavily regulated, and I resent them saying that the NRA believes that they should be.
Well, the thing about that is, didn't they come out and say, well, that's not exactly the way we meant it to come out or something like that?
Oh, they have said some things that basically that the idea was they were playing this three-dimensional game of chess,
right.
And that it was going, leaning over and saying, well, maybe we need to look at this as a regulatory issue, not as a legislative issue, because they didn't want Dianne Feinstein's bill to go slipping through the Congress like, poop through a goose. And I have to wonder, who are these guys that we've elected over the years? This was still in the time that we had a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and a Republican President,
right.
Who all had pledged to defend gun rights. And we're worried that Dianne Feinstein's anti-gun bill is going to slip through in that environment. They didn't like bump stocks, didn't want to defend bump stocks, didn't want the hassle of arguing about bump stocks. And so they threw him under the bus. And I would have been tolerant of them doing that had they not thrown the principal under the bus at the same time. If they had just said, look, this isn't a legislative matter, it's a regulatory matter, and we're willing to talk with the ATF about potentially regulating these.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why did they have to say anything? Why couldn't they have just simply said this is a settled matter? I mean, it was a settled matter. It was as settled as Roe versus Wade, right?
Absolutely. And it should have been. We're talking about political action in the wake of a tragedy. This was right after the Las Vegas shooting. And,
right.
And quite frankly, this was before anybody had introduced any legislation to ban bump stocks. There was talk, but nothing had been introduced. And they, in a preemptive strike, came out and said, the NRA believes that these devices should be more tightly regulated, period.
Nice.
And unacceptable. If they had said, we're willing to talk about it on a regulatory basis, I would have said, okay, they're smoke and mirroring this, and they're dodging, you know, the bigger issue and trying to.
We're coming up on. Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the first break. And most of the time they wait to make a statement. And this for some reason, they decided to just come out of the blocks and make a wrong statement. And this was one of those times when they should have said, we don't even know what happened. So you say there were bump stocks there. Okay, well, can we get the official report before we're out there making any sort of policy recommendation? My guest from the Firearms Coalition is Jeff Knox. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
ArrowPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Jeff Knox. Jeff has been on sort of a roller coaster here lately. He's been, I think he's speaking the truth. And yet he gets taken to task by some people, and for some reason, one of the ones that took him to task the hardest. Did that even come up? Did that article come up when he sat down with you last week?
You mean the original article that we
talked
about?
The whining article, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, my point, as it was in the rebuttal article that I wrote, was simply, you know, you can say that I'm squeezing sour grapes. You can question my motives as much as you want to, but facts are facts. And here's the facts. We're paying Wayne LaPierre $1.5 million a year, and we're not getting our money's worth. He's more concerned, it seems to me, about raising money to make sure that paycheck keeps coming in and keeping his buddies in tall cotton than he is standing by the principles of the Second Amendment and the right to arms. And that's my whole take on it. I think that Dan's article, the interview article with me, I think that it was relatively fair. I think that he took his cheap shot at the beginning to lay his doubts on who I am and what my motivations are. But he let me have my say, and we had a good conversation. I think he's a good guy. I think that he's just drank the Kool-Aid and having trouble seeing past, his own personal beliefs there.
Now, his personal beliefs, and we talked about this earlier today, his personal belief is that, doggone it, the NRA just has to be right. They just have to be correct in this, right?
Yeah. And to a degree, you know, he's right. They have to be, but they're not. They are so important. The NRA is so important to our battle for gun rights. And the guys who say, you know, the hell with the NRA and you know, burn it to the ground, I completely disagree with. The NRA is the big dog, and we are not going to replace that big dog anytime soon.
Right.
Even if they went belly up tomorrow, it would be a struggle. It would be a challenge for any organization to take on the tasks that the NRA fulfills right now. My concern, though, is that they're getting more and more and more focused on being a fundraising organization that fights for gun rights instead of being a gun rights organization that fundraises as necessary. And that's the big distinction. And it's an important distinction. And that's my concern.
Sorry, I had to turn myself down while I cough with the crud. So it is now in your conversation with him, did it ever come up? Did you ask him? So does this mean we should never criticize the NRA? Should we, if we have misgivings, we should never voice them?
No. And he seems very reasonable about and agreeing that there were problems. I think that he just didn't like them being brought up and discussed in public. Well, you know, our enemies have brought them up and are discussing them in much more public venues than Ammo Land or Firearms News, which, by the way, I've got a much more thorough examination of what's been going on at the NRA over at firearmsnews.com. People can take a look at that. It dives a little deeper.
Well, that's good. I'll go look at that. But here's my question. NRA, what is their budget? What's their operating budget? $250 million a year?
Something in that neighborhood, around $3 million a year.
So if whatever it is, should they be looking? I mean, you know, Gun Owners of America, their operating budget is about $3 million a year.
Yeah, Gun Owners of America, you can't hold a candle. And
right,
people who
right.
say that they've got a million members, that's not really accurate. They've got a million people who are on their mailing list and who
right.
who Navy wrote them a check once. That's not membership.
And, right. Yeah. They might have, what, about 150,000 members, maybe?
I would think it would be more in that range. I don't know. And Larry Pratt is a very good friend of mine. Eric is a friend I've worked with and been friends with the guys over at GOA for decades and decades. And I have nothing at all against them, but they can't do what NRA does.
Yes, but the reason I'm pointing this out is that you do get an awful lot of bang for the buck. They're sort of a rabble rousing sort of thing. They can operate their email list and get out there and start a bunch of activist phone calls to the Senate, to the House.
When Dad was running the NRA's lobby, he worked with and used GOA routinely. They cooperated together because it was, look, Mr. Politician, I'm trying to be reasonable here, but if you can't work with me, you're going to have to deal with those guys. And, and it was an effective approach. The bad cop, batter cop kind of approach. And it worked, and it was cooperation, and it was functional. The current NRA, they don't want to work with anyone. Everyone else in the gun rights movement is competition to them, including their own state affiliates. It's frustrating when I talk to leaders of state organizations that are state affiliates of NRA and they can't get answers. They can't get cooperation. They get NRA stepping on their toes and preempting them in their state legislatures. That's a problem. That's just a serious problem that needs to be addressed.
Well, I mean, they'll lose that local support if they keep on going that route. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to discuss, we recently just went through a government shutdown. And all the non-essential people were sent home and I couldn't tell the difference.
You're right.
when I was getting on the plane to go to SHOT Show, it was still shut down. And when I got on the plane to come home, it had just been signed off on. So, I want to talk about what is and is not needed from the NRA and what they could probably do without. At the very least, could they suspend it for a while till they get on a little firmer financial footing, because they're going through some dire straits. Talking to Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Five people were killed in a factory shooting in Aurora, Illinois. At least four police officers were also injured, and the shooter, identified as Gary Martin, is also dead. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on the shooting.
I want to begin by acknowledging the amazing work of the Aurora Police Department and Chief Zeman. You rushed toward danger, and in doing that, you saved countless lives. And you represent the very best of what it means to protect our communities and to serve our communities.
President Trump declares a national emergency to build a wall along the southern border. Outside the White House, President Trump tells you why.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Go to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition as we look towards the future and hope to see something change, something for the better. When you look at the operations that the NRA is currently involved in, could they do without any of them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And most prominent of that is of course, the carry guard fiasco. I see no reason why they are in that business or why they're doing that. They kind of threw their own instructors under the bus with that project, and pissed off a whole bunch of state insurance regulators. I see no reason for them to have ever done that. Now I hear the scuttlebutt is that they're going to spin it off as an independent for-profit corporation under the NRA banner still, which would, it just raises all kinds of questions because as a for-profit business, that area of their business wouldn't have to fill out a form 1090, or 1099, whatever it is, a 990. They wouldn't have to do that. So we wouldn't be able to see how much they were paying whom for what. And that would be problematic. I don't like the idea of a for-profit business being under a nonprofit, but and this all comes down to the board of directors. We have 76 members of the board of directors. They're supposed to set policy for the National Rifle Association. They're supposed to provide that policy guidance to the staff, which is Wayne LaPierre and Chris Cox and everybody who works for them. They're the ones who have approved paying $1.5 million to LaPierre and $800,000 to LaPierre's assistant and $500,000 to LaPierre's assistant's assistant. There's a problem. They're the ones who have approved $40 million to our advertising company, Ackerman and McQueen.
Let's talk about Ackerman and McQueen, okay? Because whenever people start talking about the money that the anti-gunners put, or, you know, the money the Democrats put into an election, what they're primarily doing with that money is buying media advertising or media buys. So where do they spend this money? Where does that $40 million go? And where is the message going out to?
Well, and important to note that Ackerman McQueen typically doesn't do, as far as I know, the political buys. That's done through strictly political agencies, as far as I know, and I could be mistaken. But NRA TV is owned by Ackerman and McQueen. It's not owned by NRA. It's a product of Ackerman and McQueen that they rent to NRA, in effect. Dana Lesh and Colleone Noir are not NRA employees. The America's First Freedom, which is one of the three NRA magazines, is not an NRA magazine. The editor works for Ackerman and McQueen, not for NRA.
Right.
The magazine is produced by Ackerman and McQueen, and NRA buys it from them. I don't understand why it is not done in-house. The first iteration of that magazine was called something like American Guardian, and it was done in-house, and it was looking good, and for some reason, the muckety mucks up at the head shed killed it and fired the guy who had created it, Red Bell, and then reincarnated it as an outside magazine from Ackerman and McQueen that we were still paying out the nose for. They were charging us $400,000 a year for the online version of America's First Freedom. And meanwhile, the Rifleman and American Hunter were, I think that their tally sheet was something like $30,000 a year for their online edition.
Right. My question is, when they're getting out there and they're spending this money, is all of that money just primarily going to be consumed in salary, and is it just all going up on NRA TV? Does it go beyond that?
Oh, yeah. No, Ackerman and McQueen writes all of Wayne's speeches. They wrote Wayne's books. They place advertising, the I Am the NRA ads that we used to see, the ads with Dana Lesh and so forth that we occasionally see now, all of the social media buys. All of that is through Ackerman and McQueen. They get paid to write the ads, the fundraising letters, all of those fundraising letters that you get. Ackerman and McQueen writes the fundraising letter. They get paid to send the fundraising letter out, and they get a piece of the money that comes back. Or here's one for you. The phone company, the guys who call you on the phone and don't know anything about NRA, but read the script and encourage you to re-up your membership or join or give a donation.
Right.
Those guys, we pay them $20 million a year, and they keep all of the money that they raise over the phone. They don't send any of it to NRA. It's considered a loss leader. They send your name to the NRA and say, hey, this guy gave 20 bucks or this guy joined, but they keep all of the dollars that guy paid to join or donate. Scary stuff. Absolutely crazy stuff.
Let me rephrase the question. How far, like with Ackerman McQueen, they're a marketing company. They're this, they're that. They're basically a PR company for them.
Right.
Do they have any other clients besides NRA?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
built quite a stable since they started with NRA 30 years ago, over 30 sure. years ago.
So, like, when somebody comes to me and says, Bill, we'd like to advertise with you, but how far out is it going to get? I can tell them what it's going to be on this station, this station, this station, this station. And I do it 5 days a week. Is NRA TV only on NRATV.com?
So far as I know. I don't really know much about the inner workings of NRA TV or where all it reaches, but I don't know of it ever appearing anywhere else. It used to be, didn't they used to have something on the, like the Versus channel?
Yeah, but I don't think they do. Cam Edwards, he doesn't have anything on Sirius XM either anymore. So, I mean.
No, they've lost their Sirius XM. They don't have, I don't think they've got the cable channel they used to have.
Right.
Ackerman and McQueen, also that hunting show Under Wild Skies, which nobody likes. That's Tony Makris. He's the Ackerman and McQueen's main guy at NRA, and it's just a way for them to take politicians and celebrities out on these hunting junkets. And put more money in Ackerman and McQueen and Tony Makris's pocket. It's just a cesspool. I don't know what else to say about it. It's crazy.
When we get back, well, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I'm going to ask you what the difference between now versus then, and we'll see what your because I already know what my analysis is. I'd like to see how closely it parallels with yours. Firearms Coalition. How do they find that?
www.firearmscoalition.org.
There you go.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on the web. Our website has some needs that we need to
fill. Okay.
They can find us there.
There you go. All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish you would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I care to thank my father.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have been talking to, from the Firearms Coalition, I've been talking to Jeff Knox. Now, I want to ask you a question, Jeff. Now, let's go back to pre-Trump, pre-carry guard.
Mm-hmm.
Could the NRA, in that period of time, 2015, 2014, could they afford everything they've got going on then?
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things right now that they're spending money on that they're not getting anything out of. I have noticed that, I'll get an email that just calls me Frady. It's not even Bill. This is Frady. And it's basically, Frady, we need your money. Frady, it's almost like Dudley sending me some stuff, to be honest with you. And you know who I'm talking about. So,
absolutely.
I'm sitting here and I'm getting all this stuff and I'm just, I'm thinking, well, I do my best to make your job easy for you and get people to be active and, get people to join you and all this other stuff. Why do I need to send you another $30 or $40? And if I send you $30 or $40, you're going to be like, he sent us money. Let's call him up again and see if he'll send us $100. Because, I know how fundraising works.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, once you send them money, well, you're going to get it on an email list and then you'll be getting more pitches once you do that. So, not that I don't think it's worth it, but at the same time, when I'm looking at somebody, takes in $250, $300 million a year, why do they need my $20?
Uh-huh.
I'm doing other things besides paying them. I do not look at them as my proxy to be an activist in the gun rights fight. So, two or three years ago, they had penetration. They had media penetration. The things that they were doing with Ackerman McQueen to a certain degree, because everybody that was with Ackerman McQueen was putting out content and, they had outlets and everything. Could they afford that then? And now that they don't have outlets and now that they are, in a sort of a legal fight, should they be getting out there and adapting to their time that they're in right now until they get a little, on a little more solid footing again to where they can play the game of being the big dog?
Well, there's a couple of aspects to that. And one of the big ones is that we lost, you know, our number one fundraiser, Barack Obama. NRA is going to get in better financial shape over the next year or so, as long as Nancy Pelosi keeps spouting her nonsense. The fundraising will go better and will be in a better situation. I'm much more concerned, and I would like to see them more nimble and slimmed down. We've got, you know, what, less than a dozen guys who are making over $500,000 a year at NRA, and I think that that's a problem. I'm more bothered by what they're not doing because they're busy doing this other stuff, you know, what they can't achieve because they're spending money trying to raise money, when if they would focus on doing the mission, the money would come. They don't need to be going to these extravagant fundraising schemes in order to make money. They need to simply do their job effectively and stick by principles, and they will get the support of the firearms community. And they're not doing that. And that's my biggest concern. It's how they're spending money. There's a lot of waste, and a lot of it is in the form of salaries. A lot of it is in programs to make more money that if they didn't have all of those programs, they would be making more money. The bottom line would be better. And I think that it's problematic, and it's a question of philosophy. Wayne LaPierre and my dad got into an argument back in 96, 97, and Wayne said, "Neil, you're screwing up the greatest fundraising organization in the world or that's ever existed." And Dad said, "It's not a fundraising organization, Wayne. It's a gun rights organization. We only fundraise to fund the fight." And Wayne said, "Well, you know what I meant. You know, that's what I meant." But that really is the difference. Are we a rights organization that raises money to fund the fight, or are we a fundraising organization that raises money to raise more money, and we fight the fight as an excuse for raising money? And I much prefer that we be a rights organization that raises money because we need to, than a fundraising organization that fights in order to raise money. And that's the core difference. That's the crux of the matter.
But I mean, if they tighten their belts a little bit right now, temporarily, right? If they tighten their belts. Now, when the thing about the status quo people that bothers me is it's like they're trying to say there is no problem.
Right. And there clearly is. There clearly are problems.
So is there any indication that they're going to tighten that up and say, okay, we got to make a couple of temporary moves here and there? I mean, wouldn't that be a big boost to the morale of the membership? Because the membership, you know, there's parts of the membership that are just absolute diehards. And then there's parts of the membership that are a little more pragmatic, that get out there and say, well, you know, that was sort of a, you used a phrase about Kerry Guard when we were in Atlanta that I love using over and over again, which is the unforced error.
Right.
And they keep doing these unforced errors, and I just keep thinking, you know, their pain is a, you know, it's a, they're making their own pain.
Yep. And at this point, we do have, I mean, there are things in the works. There are members of the board of directors who are pushing and looking for better accountability of the funding, of how the funds are being spent. Reevaluating executive salaries, taking a closer look at programs, particularly Kerry Guard, and trying to do some realigning. I personally, I don't think that there are enough of them, or that the things that they're trying to do are going to be effective enough to correct the problems. But, and here's the other thing, the other really big issue and why I started talking about this in the first place. I mean, aside from our enemies were laying our dirty laundry out on the table in public.
Right.
And I thought that we needed to address that as well. But the other big thing is Wayne LaPierre is what, 69 now, or about to be 69. If I was him, I would be taking some of those millions of dollars that NRA has been paying him and going in and having some fun before I get too old to enjoy it.
That's, yeah.
That's personally. But I would expect him to retire sometime in the not too distant future. There have been rumors over the last several years that he was about to do that. As a matter of fact, there was a rumor that Trump was going to appoint him to something and that we would be without an executive director. So my question is, who's going to fill that slot? If Wayne LaPierre goes, who are we going to get to fill that position? And I would offer you that we need someone who is an absolute Second Amendment purist that the political wonks have to rein in for pragmatic political reasons,
right,
rather than a political wonk who wants to take the political expedient route, which is what we've had for the last 30 years.
Before we run out of time, let's end on that one because that was very well put. Real quick, tell everybody how to find the Firearms Coalition, please.
Firearmscoalition.org.
Go check.
All one word, firearmscoalition.org. Also, you can look me up on Facebook or Firearms Coalition on Facebook. And, sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for the Hardcore Report. We'd love to have you on the list.
Check him out on AmmoLand as well. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
All right. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.